Hi, everybody. Well, we're having another program. Today is Friday. And being Friday, I think it's the, what's the day today, Cindy? The 22nd?
Today is, 23rd? Yes, it is. It's Friday, August 22nd.
Yeah, time's flying really quick. So let's, this is 2014, so let's do a clearing for situations that people have had in their life that maybe they didn't want to experience or have, or they got corded, connected to somebody, or maybe they're in pain. So it's up to you to decide which one particular type of clearing you'd like to have. And here we go. We're going to release the energy from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do it one more time here. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beam. So if you like, bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Here we go. Bringing in peace energy for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess we'll cover a little more information on the website. We have some emails coming through. And if some of those you don't understand what we're saying and you maybe would like a copy, we could possibly send you maybe a copy of that email, I think, so you could have it sent to you and actually read the text yourself. But sometimes without having it, the computer on in front of you and going through the clearing, it might be a little complicated just by hearing the words. But I think we could probably do that. So anyway, I just sent it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you're interested in maybe just having, one or two of those particular things sent to you, because I think they are kind of detailed. So I'll turn it back over to Cindy. So hi, Cindy. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Thank you very much, and welcome, everyone. I'd like to welcome the listeners and also the listeners and chatters. And we also do appreciate emails. The email address, as Ron mentioned, is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have any questions, testimonials, comments, be sure and send them there. We'll see if we can get through those tonight, too. We do have three emails in regard to navigating the website. And so what I would like to say first is our website is creationlightship.com. And Ron with Creation Lightship has created over 500 healing combinations for us, and quite extensive, and probably could find everything that you would need there. If not, shoot us an email and we can let you know where it's at, where your issue is at or your friend's issue is at. And let's see, Anne started the navigation of the website on Wednesday, so we're just going to continue a little bit from where she left off, which is going to creationlightship.com. To the right side of the website is an icon that says BBS. And when you click on the BBS, that will take you to Ron's home profile page. And you'll see the Creation Lightship banner and Ron's friendly face smiling there for us. A little bit of information regarding Creation Lightship. And as you scroll down, you'll see the show schedule. And below that is the quick chat live. And it's hyperlinked as BBS Fast Chat. When you click onto that, you will be given, looks like a Word document that actually has the important links leading us to the Creation Lightship website and specific topics such as our special monthly conference calls, which we will have a Sunday 8-hour call on August 24th. And it's the physical rejuvenation call. You can see that information, and you can click right over to Creation Lightship, and you'll see events at the top of the the website, and then you can actually go in and register. And there's still time to register for Sunday's call. And if you're not going to be able to be present, just let Ron know that you'll be remote. So that will work out great. And then you can also look at all the rest of the information on the CLS chat intro page, including the reminders that are down at the bottom. Be sure and check those out, because there's information there that is not listed directly on Creation Lightship, such as how often to do a cert clearing, and some of the more useful clearings to do often during the day. And towards the top of the CLS chat intro page, you'll see Creation Lightship link. To the right is a picture of the light beam. And Ron did activate the light beam for us tonight. So if you haven't already, you can either click on the light beam picture on the right side of the page, or you can go to creationlightship.com and click on the light beam there. You will also see a yellow highlighted line that says CLS chat box. And tonight, actually, we did have a listener say that they were having a hard time finding the chat. So the intro page was created for combining information to get us to Creation Lightship, but we also have the chat box link. Once you click on that, then you can actually set up a profile and log in and join the chat. And you can do this at any time if you want to test it out when we don't have a show running, if you need to just check out that information. Also, we do have the library archives. When you looked at Ron's home profile page on the BBS radio page, right below the BBS chat link, there is a box that talks about archives and library archives. If you click on library archives, that will give you the most up-to-date list of archives. BBS is very quick to add our shows on, normally within a couple of days, and there are also archives all the way back to 2007. So that is amazing, and thank you so much, BBS. And Ron, is there anything that you would like to add regarding that information I just shared?
No, it all sounds good. You know, just definitely do those pre-clearings. That's the main thing, is if you need to get your feet wet to see if they work, or, you know, you're kind of puzzled, you know, just start doing the pre-clearings, even if you don't acknowledge that you know about what we're talking about here, or you say, I don't know about alien hex connectors or anything else, or gray skies, just start doing the clearings, and you need to see yourself getting released from a lot of the mind control stuff that's going on. So definitely, you know, just always do those free clearings. And a lot of people do them, I won't say continuously, but at least when they're maybe in front of their computer, they may put it on, and especially at night. We've got a lot of testimonials in the past where people have put up the gray skies, and all of a sudden maybe a tornado coming into their town or area misses it because they've got that clearing up, and then it gets, you know, at a lesser intensity as it goes by. So there's all kinds of things that people have commented on. So I guess the main thing is, you know, the skies look kind of funky. They put it on, and all of a sudden a hole opens up in the clouds, and the sunlight comes through. So you're getting sun put on you from the sun instead of having the alien stuff in between you and the sun. So anyway, you can probably maybe go over the testimonials here that we have that was sent us. So we can do that now, I guess, Cindy.
Okay, thanks, Ron. On the left side of creationlightship.com is the pull-down menu for the free sample hearings that Ron spoke of. And when you open that, you'll see there's approximately 15, I believe. So you can check those out, and as Ron said, just run them. Now, Ron, please verify this with the last four clearings, the alien holographic reality, the alien remote viewing, alien keyword intercepted, alien mind fog removal. Did you say that we should run that those by themselves?
More than likely, yes. If you have a similar situation happening, then you could run two of the same clearings, I mean, two different clearings with the same, you know, information. But or you could get another computer maybe and run another sequence of a different clearing. But it's best to kind of keep it very simple and not have too much going on at one time.
Okay, thanks, Ron, for clarifying that. The other ones, the other clearings, do you recommend the same plan, or can we run, like, Be Here Now and Satellite Timeline Crash together, or combination?
Well, a lot of people are always leaving the Be Here Now clearing up, and they'll do that one along with whatever clearing they're doing. And also, you can select one of the clearings, or a few of the clearings, will actually have spirit diffusion. So what I would do, if you're going to run clearings, I would run the Be Here Now, your spirit infusion, and or it could be integration. And then from there, use you know, the other one that we talked about to keep you, you know, more online with what you really want to do. So, you know, that could be gray skies. It could be something else. It could be the head connectors. But do those two along with whatever one you pick. So for that, you'd be doing three clearings to benefit you off of the one that you select last, we'll say, which would be one of the ones that are on that list. So do the Be Here Now along with take one of the clearings and click on, you know, where it has a spirit infusion. Put that one up also, and then now go in and decide what clearing you want to have. And that way you have three screens up, we'll say, doing this particular clearing. But I don't think I'd mix up too many other things with that.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for that. On the CLS chat intro page under reminders, you'll see the spirit integration clearing that Ron spoke of, and there's a link that will take you to one of the clearings that actually has that clearing within it. Right now it's not separate. It's actually included in many of Ron's clearings, but here is a link for you just to click on, and you'll be able to run that as Ron suggested. So that is great. Well, thank you so much, Ron, for that added information. We do have response to your inquiry, Ron, on how to use the clearing. And I can start the first email, if you'd like.
Let's just start it. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, so the writer notes, all clearing, monitor on continuous no sleep or off and on picture of self. And I'm just guessing that she means just make sure that that your sleep, your computer sleep mode is off, so that way you can keep the clearing running continuously and also keeping the picture of the light being up continuously. I'm guessing that. So, also notes one person on a computer at a time. And Ron kind of alluded to that as far as even for ourselves, we might need to have two computers to run two different types of clearings. And then he's also mentioned in the past, if you're running for another person, to use a different computer. And Ron, can you share with us the reason why it's so important to have those separate for two different people?
Well, you could be mixing energies. Typically, that would not be the case, but it just keeps everything cleaner for you. Remember, because your mind is going to be connected, along with your body, to the programs that you're having released. So if you get too busy with yourself and you start wondering if it's working or what's happening, or maybe you feel something get released from you, then you're going to wonder, well, did my other clearing work for the other person? And it just gets really too busy, and you don't want to get pulled back into timelines that maybe you weren't on before. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, worrying about everybody else in your life but yourself. So when you do the clearings, if you do somebody else, just put the computer on and put it alongside of you, maybe have the screen facing, you know, not you, but someplace else in the room, and just stay focused on your own clearing. Otherwise, you could get drawn into other timelines from other people, and that will distract you, because you want to remain to clean yourself out yourself. So if you're worried about somebody else's clearing when you're doing yours, then that's going to put you on another timeline. So that's the way that's why I basically say to do it on a different computer. And it'll be for you much, much easier. And I could use the word cleaner. May not be the right word, but it makes it much simpler for you just to know what you're doing for yourself. And then for somebody else, that's now out of your reality because your monitor screen is facing away from you. And you know that you had it on for an hour or whatever it was, and, you know, go back and check in an hour. But that way you're not distracted and putting your energy into your computer, checking it out all the time. You want to just stay focused on what you're doing. The whole thing is focus. And the whole thing is getting off of the situation that you're in, so that you can have some relief and get back into peace. So otherwise, you're not going to be in peace checking somebody else's clearing as you're attempting to do your own, because you could get pulled into their timeline, because now you're investigating and thinking about that person. You're connecting to them. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. That's a great explanation. Okay, the email goes on to say, purchase the new Earth Transfer One set to store retrieved spirit from clearings. Actually, if you go to the CLS intro page under reminders, the very first reminder is the new Earth Transfer clearing, along with the username and the password, so you don't have to pay the penny. If you don't remember that, of course, you can go on to clsquestions.com and go that route. But the links are there on the intro page for you, along with the password and username. And so that's a good reminder. Also use the free clearing, as Ron mentioned. Set your monitors continuous. You probably just want to do that once. You won't need to continually change it to the no sleep. Let's see. She notes here, no picture is needed. I'm not sure if she means if she's there, but if you're not there, Ron is suggesting that you have a picture of yourself. And I also, if you have another PC running for somebody else, a picture of them. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, because you need to have the light being connected to something. So if your picture's there, the picture will indicate you or whoever else it is that one particular clearing is for. And that's where you want to put up your like a photograph of yourself. Maybe you have to go to the store or something for 45 minutes to an hour. Then just put your picture up, you know, in front of your monitor screen, whatever seems to work for you. And then from there, you'll do your shopping. Make sure the timer is still working and it's not going to shut off on you, and just go amongst your business and then come back and you know, make sure the clearing's not turned off. And, you know, you can be in your house doing things, having this here. You can even default your computer for 8 hours, even at night, and and leave your picture up, so it'll still work for you that way. So it needs to have the light beam connect to something, and then since it's something that is you, your picture works perfectly fine for that. And you may even see your picture physically changing as the clearing takes place. The photograph normally will change. I took it brighter on it. You could have less wrinkles on your face. You may have a different glow on the picture. So remember, the picture is a representation of you. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. For as many shows that I have participated in, that's the first time I've heard that, Ron. So that's amazing that you shared that. And I know that you've talked about, and we have listeners that are participating that say the light beam changes, and I've seen that myself, but I didn't even think about our own pictures. So that's a great idea. And I just leave my picture up all the time, so that way if I do step out, it's already there. I don't have to remember it. So that's just a thought. Let's see. Well, number two, use a name box for self, others, place, town, or address. So those are different options the emailer is sharing that she's used. And then number three, take spirit integration from any free clearing and run separate at night or all of the time. And that link is also on the CLS chat intro page under reminders. If you want to just click on that, it will take you to the creationlightship.com link. And you'll see where the spirit integration clearing is at, and then you won't have to look for it anymore. Okay, let's see here. Whole life clearings, number one, use a picture in front of the monitor so you can come and go. Well, we already spoke about that for all the clearings, actually. Number two, buy unlimited so you can keep current. And, Ron, are usually unlimited $50 additional to the...
Yeah, to my knowledge, they're the price for all the unlimited, yeah. So I think
okay.
When you get unlimited, it's always $50. So you can the people that are on this month's conference call, since they were giving the self-sabotage clearing, if they choose to, they can go in now and purchase the $50 unlimited, since they already have that clearing. And... that way you can get more mileage out of the self-sabotage clearing and just keep doing it whenever you choose to. So the unlimited means that after you do the whole lifetime clearing, then you have the availability to keep that clearing current. Remember, the clearing stops after you did the clearing. So if you did a clearing, let's say, 1 year ago in November, November 1st, well, that clearing cleared from November 1st, went back to your birth date, and actually went into the womb. So all those years are covered. What happened, we'll say, in December, November 2nd on to now, nothing is happening because you're in the space now to recreate your reality if you wish to go into that clearing again, you know, by bringing forth new energies. And so what was there is like a clean slate. And now you're able to bring forth new energies for that particular, say, self-sabotage clearing. So if you feel yourself becoming self-sabotaged, then get the unlimited, you know, the ones that we'll say already have received it. Then you can stay current with it because you want to go into your future if anything should happen to you where you need to get rid of an energy that all of a sudden is stuck to you. You know, remember, everything happens through your DNA, and people can awaken that for you as you start seeing things, feeling things, watching things, and all of a sudden now you're dealing with an issue that you never had before, but it got activated, or one of your friends did something to you to activate your DNA, and then all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm self-sabotaging myself, and I thought I had this cleared, but this person brought up another energy that was similar to what I got cleared, and now I'm doing the same basic thing. So now you can go in there and clear it out of you. The unlimited is just to keep you current with that clearing, so you don't have to repeat it and do the whole thing over again. You just start off with whatever you need, maybe last week or month or whatever, and you clear that, and then you're done, then you're completed. And it's just like you did the whole lifetime clearing all over again. And it puts it back online, because what was cleared out of you is gone. So don't think that you're bringing something back, that the clearing is going to resurface because it wasn't done correctly. Whatever you cleared out is, you know, from the clearing, which should be probably most of your stuff, you know, we'll just say 90-95% of your stuff, it's gone. It won't come back to you unless you have DNA buried very deeply in you, or somebody quartered you, or an entity came into you, and I should use the word and. And maybe for some reason somebody did a curse or spell on you, and now you're dealing with that energy. So you can go in now and get the unlimited to clear it out of you. So back to you.
Great. Thank you so much for that information. And we did have a chatter put a note in. Glad for the explanation. Not sure which one that covers, but all of the explanations you've shared are very powerful for us tonight. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Number three, drop-down box. There are options what you can do, and this suggestion is light beings clear fear every minute continuously for the next, say, 600 minutes. And on many of the clearings, you can actually change the time. A few of them are set, and you have to just utilize whatever is there. So some of them you can change. And number four, run one program at a time if you wish to track effects, and also gives your body time to receive and integrate retrieved light, similar to what Ron had shared with us.
When you're on a clearing, you know, you're going to see the clearing time, and it's inside of a box. So a lot of the clearings maybe default at 15 minutes or whatever. It could be, you know, longer, but you can mouse over that and retype in a longer time if you want. So that's, you know, and then the timer will actually adjust and set to that. So a lot of people, you know, normally put 600 minutes on, you know, when they go to sleep at night. That way their clearing is working when they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Work, or you're driving to work, maybe, you know, maybe you have to drive, like if you're in a busy area. For me, I've heard people talk about this. They have to commute 2 hours to work and 2 hours home. So if you start adding that up, you know, and you have an 8-hour work day and you have a lunch for an hour, you know, you're at work for 9 hours and you're commuting for four. That's 13 hours that you're at work. So you could change the timer to clear energies off of you for, you know, 13 hours. So back to you.
Great. Thanks, Ron. I do that. I expand it so that way I can go to work and sleep, as you say. So that really helps a lot to have that option. Number four, we went through that. Number five option, set up tabs for different sections of clearing and run all at once. I'm not clear on if that means running the same clearing but using different options. So you'd have your first window running option one and your second window running option three. I'm not sure about that. Ron, do you have an idea?
That's what it sounds like. So on the website, we have two different types of ways you can enter into a certain clearing. Once you're in the page, there's the radial button, the little round circles, and those are designed to work one at a time. And then also we have check boxes. It's a square box where you can put a check mark in, and those you can uncheck or check if you wish to do something. And a lot of people, like I said, want to feel what's going on, and maybe for the first time through, and so they realize that it could take, you know, a lot longer to do it one at a time, but they want to see what it's like. And so that's why they're set up that way. So So you can sample that. And you may find that, gee, you know, I didn't know I had this problem with this one particular box that I checked, and I want to do that maybe five times through. And if it wasn't, if it was a wrong button or I checked, left it checked all the time, I may not really realize that I have a problem there. So there's a lot that goes on that we don't know about. In fact, that's the whole problem here. We don't know what we don't know. And if we did know what was happening on the timelines, you could take control of them and just only have the one that you want to experience, which is the way, ideally, I guess it could be in the land of darkness here. That would be their the ultimate thing to control you, is just give you what you want. And that could be good for a while, but basically, you know, life, there's no kind of restraints on you. You do what you wish to do, and there's no judgment, and there's no memory. So you're just having fun. And the memory might last. We'll just make it a little more humanized here. Let's just say the memory lasts for 10 seconds. So people can think, well, yeah, I did this, and I'm moving on. But actually, it's instant. But we'll just leave it at 10 seconds to give you a way to mentalize what I'm talking about here. And all you do is, you know, when you go into the clearing, you may want to experience what that clearing is doing for you and how bad do you need it. And then you may get information about something else by doing that one particular, you know, checkbox maybe three or four times through with nothing else on. And you go, wow, this reminds me of what happened to me when I was six. And you may get more information about doing something else with another checkbox or writing something in. Most of the clearings have an add-on box where you can write in something, okay? So you can do that if you happen to stumble upon something that you need desperately that you never knew that you had because you had no way to validate your life and what's going on with it. You might just find a clue that might change your whole life experience instantly just by doing it, you know, by exploring some of those checkboxes. So back to you. A lot of times they're defaulted as being checked. So you may want to just investigate what each one is doing if you have the time and you really want to check something out. So back to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. And actually, I mistakenly closed the browser. And so while I'm pulling that up, is there a healing that would be appropriate to do right now for us?
Yeah, what I'll do is get people in their bodies properly. So remember, your spirit can be different directions inside of you. It's supposed to be forward, just like your body is. But a lot of times it can be crooked or upside down or even cut in half. And you could be feeling pretty goofy, not knowing it, but you wonder why you feel a little dazed or why, you know, just things aren't working properly for you. Maybe you had a stomach ache for a week, you don't know why you have it, because your spirit's not in your body properly. So here we go. I'm going to take you out and put you back in again. So coming out and in. So now you're in your body correctly. But are you going into your feet? A lot of times your spirit does not wish to go past your waist because it doesn't necessarily want to be here. And also that's a really easy way for the darkness, like keeping your spirit out of your legs, to take you out. So if you notice, a lot of people when they get older, what do they need? They need to get something to walk with. And that's probably because the spirit, your spirit or their spirit, wasn't in the body to energize the bones and the legs maybe for 40, 50 years. And now that area is kind of getting deteriorated, and you wonder why your bones are getting brittle and why if you fall over you break a bone or something. Or you just have difficulties walking. It's probably because your spirit was not in your body through most of your life, connecting to your legs to do healing on it. So here we go. We're going to take you out of your body and put you in through your feet. And some people who are sensitive will actually get dizzy. So here we go. I'll use the word in and out to do this. So you're coming out and in, 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 out and in. out in the end, and you should start to feel yourself getting heavier on your legs, like they're weighing three times the amount that they did before. Out and in, 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 out and now you're coming in. So you should feel like your whole body is now connected. Where before, maybe you're just feeling your waist. And there we go. So back to you, Cindy. Do we have a beep, maybe?
Well, I do hear a beep. We're almost done with this email. Do we want to grab the call first?
If the call is related to what we're talking about, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, the person who's calling will know about that. So if it's dealing with the website and maybe what they've done for clearings, that'd be great.
Okay, great. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your question for Ron regarding our topic tonight.
Hello?
Please share your name and your question.
Oh, hi. My name is Shannon, and I was wondering if I could talk to Ron a bit about my situation. I just got on the line, so I don't know what you were talking about before.
Well, we're talking about how to use the website, so...
Okay.
Sounds like maybe he's not related to what we're doing right now, so I want to try to keep it consistent for the listeners so that they can understand how to use the website.
Okay. Are you going to be talking about the website more?
Yeah, that's what we're doing next, yes. Yeah, so right now, what we're talking about, how to use the website, yeah, and how to use the different boxes on the website and things, yes.
And
if you have a question, you other than what we're talking about tonight, you can certainly send that to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'd be glad to answer your question or forward it to Ron if it's being needed.
Okay. Well, yeah, I want to help my situation, though.
Well, we need to continue on with our topic here. So thank you for calling, and just you might want to come on maybe tomorrow night, and maybe we could handle your question if you send it to us first, and we'll talk about it.
That'd be great. Send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thanks so much for calling. Bye now. Okay, Ron, we're at the tail end of this particular email, which has been great. Thank you so much for sending your suggestions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the next line is in big, bold letters, most important clearing, emotional first. And Ron has asked us or advised us to run that clearing first. Other valuable clearings, the mental body, feeling body, fear body, I'm assuming that means in entities to begin with. And seven generations can help you, your parents, your siblings, etc. And when you go into a clearing or even into the queue, you will see options. It could be options for a different generation or a different age, and that would be an option for you to do. Let's see, specific clearings, if the title catches your eye, it would be wise to do it. You can actually go on to creationlightship.com on the left-hand side, and there is a book with a red cross that says a list of all of our online clearings. If you just wanted to go in there and just peek around, you can do that. Or if you have a specific issue that's bothering you, you could put that into the search box, which is also on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com, and see what comes up and what resonates with you. So that's a good suggestion. If you see it, if it catches your eye, just might want to do that. Let's see, what else? Listening to the archives can explain clearings. And you can get to the archives through creationlightship.com and the BBS icon on the right-hand side. That takes you to Ron's profile homepage. And about halfway down, you'll see library archives for the BBS radio shows. There are other archives that you can investigate later, too. And let's see here.
What I will say is that on the website, for the clearings anyway, the clearings are take stuff away from you. If you've been following other people and stuff, you know, who are doing like stuff to you, they normally always bring in some type of energy, attunement or whatever they're doing, something that you think you're missing. And they're going to bring you more light or more this or more that. The website of Creation Lightship is the complete opposite. It's here to take away your stuff, to bring you more fully into your body with your spirit. And that's, you don't need any attunements or anything like that or whatever they do. You need to get rid of your stuff that's preventing you from being like you were when you were a child. So if you just look at that simplicity, you know, when you were first born, you knew it all, but you couldn't do anything about it because you didn't know how to live here. And then as you start learning how to live here, then you start losing parts of yourself because you're learning how to live in judgment. And then from there, if you catch on, you go, wait a minute, I want to get back to being a child again, that innocence, and have all my spirit. And that's the difference, is that we take stuff away from you, and a lot of this stuff is from your DNA, from your ancestors. So we get rid of that stuff. We don't do really any attunements to you other than bringing more of your spirit to you. So other practitioners will bring you attunements, which makes it typically even worse because it's starting to put more stuff on you, and you don't know what's in that attunement. So we just get you back to your spirit energy. That's the whole process. That's what Jesus was trying to do 2,000 years ago. And that's the whole basis for the website, is to get you into the present moment and to get you into your spirit energy. And a lot of people talk about, you know, you don't want to be here. You want to evolve out of here. You don't want to be attached to your body because, you know, they're assuming that your spirit is outside of your body, probably because you kicked it out, and you want to be with your spirit floating around in the cosmos where you're going to be learning a lot. No, that's not the process that we're dealing with here. So you want to get rid of your stuff, your blockages, your judgments, and then from there you get more spirit energy, and then you can live here physically with your spirit, and sometimes they call your spirit your light body, and that's what has it all, is your spirit. So that's the basic information that we're presenting to everybody, is to get rid of your baggage, and you can't do an attunement to that. You have to get it released from you. That's what we do on the website. So back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. Excellent point. Okay, the next line is timeline and space-time clearing. Timeline removes you and others from time, which is darkness. Suggestion is to unclick, check under the name, and then click all boxes and write in drop-down box. Light beams clear all sections in part 1, 2, 3 consecutively for the next 600 minutes. I've never done that, Ron. How do you feel about that? Does that work for us?
Yeah, I give it a try and just see. Some people feel more energy than others. There's really no way to do the website improperly because it's always going to work. Just that you might find a way that might work a little easier or maybe more, I won't say the word complete, but in the way you're looking at the website, it might seem more logical to do it one way But yeah, once you get in there, you start using that timer, and if you start clicking on things, it will automatically work. Just keep it, you know, as simple as you can, and find out where you're stuck. That's the main thing, because you're trying to analyze if you need to have more time on a given area. But yeah, some people click boxes, then click boxes. You know, like I said, you want to probably get those other two clearings up with the one that you're doing. You want to do spirit infusion. That can help you, and also to be here now. And there may be other things that you can do too, but you know, just keep it very simple. Don't look at it as being overwhelmed, and it will work. You cannot make any mistakes. So it will always do something for you. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, excellent. So this listener was actually, my perception is actually trying to get the most done at the same time. So as Ron said, you can do one option at a time so you can get a feel, or you might be able to click them all or put this type of a message in that says clear all sections. And also the last note is use the same format for the space-time crash clearing too. So she thanks you, and we thank her for sending the email. This was great detail. And Ron, did you have any other input regarding the information she sent us tonight?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, just if you want to have some fun with the website, you might go into the space-time crash and put in some times, you know. Maybe, you know, you may subconsciously know your history. So as you get out the history books and you go, you know, I think I was there at that time frame, you know, and you may have a date of that, then do a space-time crash for that particular time. Maybe you were there. Maybe that information is 100% correct that you're receiving. And maybe you're lost in space and you're not back here. And so you want to bring yourself back from that timeline that you lived maybe, say, 3,000 years ago. So, you know, have some fun with that. And, you know, I guess the easiest way would be to take your birthday for each year of your life and do a space-time crash for it. And I'd probably do those one at a time and just see how you feel. You know, it's... you're just getting more of you back. Maybe you lost parts of you at the age of six, and it's still out there. You're out there floating in the beyondo. And remember, you can get chased out of your body or scared out of your body by being startled, and maybe you got grabbed. So get yourself back. So I guess our time is kind of coming to a close here almost. So what I'll do first here is the Mind to Heart Drop for everybody, which we do on most of the shows here, and you should be doing it yourself all the time, maybe three times a day, you know, or, you know, much more, but it's up to you. Tell all your friends about it, too. This can help you out and get you heart-centered in, you know, less than a half a minute, probably 15 seconds, and you can do that and be peaceful. So here we go. Dropping down, taking the energy from your head, your thoughts, commanding your spirit to do this for you, dropping to your heart. So here we go, dropping down, counting from 10 to 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, now your heart centered. And just tell all your friends, if you want to become peaceful, do this. It always works. So, but you have to say it out loud or whisper it. So I'll have you close the show, Cindy. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron. This has been very, very informative. And thanks to our listener that sent us how she has been utilizing creationlightship.com. And our next show will be tomorrow night, Saturday, and that'll be 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And be sure and go to creationlightship.com to check out the events at the top of the page. It will take you to the our weekly conference calls, and then also Saturday's conference, monthly conference call too, and we should have the September dates up soon. So thanks, everybody. Have a great evening or day. Thanks,
Ron. Okay, thank you.